In this bulletin, United States President Donald Trump announces a second meeting with the North Korean leader. A new report finds approximately one Australian child is killed by a parent each fortnight. And Melbourne Cup-winning horse trainer Darren Weir banned from racing for 4 years. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. United States President Donald Trump has used his State of the Union address to announce that he'll meet with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un later this month in Vietnam. Mr. Trump told Congress that their second meeting will occur on the 27th and 28th of February. U.S. attempts to persuade North Korea to denuclearize have failed for two decades, but Mr. Trump says his good relationship with Chairman Kim has prevented a much greater conflict.
As part of a bold new diplomacy, we continue our historic push for peace on the Korean Peninsula. Our hostages have come home. Nuclear testing has stopped. And there has not been a missile launch in more than 15 months. If I had not been elected President of the United States, we would right now, in my opinion, be in a major war with North Korea.
The U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and dozens of other women Democrats have worn white to the State of the Union address. White is favored by suffragettes and the president's opponents who want to see him lose the presidency. November's midterm elections saw a record number of women, most of them Democrats, elected to the Congress. The bodies of a man and child have been found in a car on the Sunshine Coast in what Queensland police are investigating as a murder-suicide. The bodies were found in the car this morning by council workers. Police say the man and child were from Redcliffe. Their relationship is yet to be confirmed. A new report has found that approximately one Australian child is killed by a parent each fortnight. The 12-year study carried out by Monash University and the Deakin University Filicide Research Hub in collaboration with the Institute of Criminology is the first to give reliable data on the issue in Australia. The report found between 2000 and 2012 there were 238 incidents of filicide, which is the killing of one's child. One of the report's authors, Professor Thea Jones, says the lack of knowledge of filicide has allowed the problem to continue.
Because we're not aware of the problem, we're not looking at the problem, and we're not looking at what leads to the problem. Our plan is to develop policies that will allow the government and allow other services to focus on the problem.
Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe says the global economy will grow well in the coming years, despite some looming risks. Mr. Lowe expressed the sentiment during a National Press Club address in Sydney, stressing people shouldn't lose sight of positive global developments such as low unemployment rates. But Mr. Lowe has also said that the global economy faces a number of downside risks related to political developments around the world.
The trade tensions between the US and China, the Brexit issue, the rise of populism, and the reduced support from the United States for the liberal order that has supported the international system. And one could add to this list the adjustments in China as the authorities rein in shadow financing. The origins of these diverse issues are complex, but in my view, there is a common economic element to many of them. And that is the extended period of little or no growth in real incomes for many people.
In sport, Melbourne Cup winning horse trainer Darren Weir has been banned from racing for 4 years. It comes after he was charged for being found with four devices known as jiggers, which are designed to give a horse an electric shock. They were discovered in raids on his stables earlier this week in the Victorian towns of Ballarat and Warrnambool. Mr. Weir has more than 600 horses in his stables and dozens of staff. His biggest racing win came in the 2015 Melbourne Cup. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, very hot with a possible storm and 38 degrees. Humid and mostly sunny in Adelaide, 31. Melbourne, humid with showers and a possible storm, 30. Hobart, rain with a possible storm and 27. Canberra, partly cloudy and 32. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 25. Sydney, partly cloudy, 28. Newcastle, partly cloudy and 27. Brisbane, a shower or two and 29. Cairns, showers, a possible storm, 29. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.